Hello and welcome to Bleed Geek, episode number 128. I'm Mike Earl.
Randy Orvis.
And hello. Welcome to the 14th of November, a mere 2 weeks away from the day of thanks.
It's true.
Giving thanks.
Seems like it's kind of crept up on us.
Really, I feel like it should have been here. I feel like it should be next week.
Yeah.
We're already 2 weeks into November. It's late this year because it's 20, I don't know.
Seems legit.
Field goal.
Excellent. Watching the Colts-Titans game. Well, watching the status updates of it, not the actual game.
Rabronis. Anyway.
If you have Chris Johnson, you're happy. Welcome to our tech podcast. We talk about tech.
And football.
And whatever we want.
Well, they play football on Thursday night, so it's bound to happen. How are we supposed to compete with that?
We can't.
Anyways.
Should we bust into it?
You know what day they also play football on?
Saturday.
Sundays.
Oh, professional.
Do you know what days Amazon's going to have packages delivered through the USPS?
Mondays.
So they do, yes. But Tuesdays. Sundays.
What?
I know. They were going to get rid of Saturdays, and now they're like, hey, guess what? If you work with Amazon, we'll work on Sundays, I guess. It makes sense, really. But apparently it's starting in New York and L.A. right away, and next year it's going to roll out to more cities.
How much do you think that costs Amazon to keep the post office open an extra day?
Probably quite a bit, because...
That can't be cheap.
Postal workers already paid a lot, and they're always on overtime. And then Sunday's got to be double time, because they're all, like, federal workers.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. It's got to be pretty spendy.
But they're doing it just for the holiday season, correct?
Oh, I thought it was all the time.
I believe it's only for the holiday season.
Oh, well, maybe. Amazon's got a little bit of pull. I feel like.
Well.
To be able to do that.
You had seen. Yeah, you should knock that off. You had seen the picture of all of the PS4s in Amazon's warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's just PS4s. Think of how many orders go through Amazon.
Like, do you think, like, I know their main base is in, I think it's Lexington, Kentucky. I know it's in Kentucky, regardless. But, like, you think, how big is their warehouse? Like, do they own a town of warehouses, or, like...
It's got to be monstrous. Well, think, like, Dennis Kirk. That place is humongous.
That's true.
And that's, like, that's the only thing that I can come close to thinking of. And that's just motorcycles and snowmobiles and four-wheelers.
This is, like, everything you could ever want to buy, ever.
Pretty much.
And things you've never even thought of. And different varieties of all those things. Just not food. Well, a little bit of food, maybe. It seems pretty crazy, though, right? Are you looking to see if it's just during the holidays?
Yeah.
We'll come back to that. There was a new study done, and apparently Netflix and YouTube account for over half of the downstream primetime internet traffic in North America for the month of September. Netflix was over 30%, and YouTube a bit under 20%. Does that seem crazy?
Nah.
It's a lot of traffic.
That's a lot.
It makes you think, what's like Amazon and Hulu? They're not even putting a dent in it. What? It's all the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
And...
Downtown.
So this article really puts a lot of stuff into perspective, because Amazon was also looking at... I mean, I forgot about it because it's not here, but it's produce, doing groceries and stuff.
Yeah, they're doing it in Seattle.
So this only makes more sense for them to be able to roll out
even more. If they could work on Sundays, they could give you groceries anytime. Mm-hmm. Plus, they want them because groceries don't have a time frame. They go bad, so you need them to be going out all the time and coming in, I guess.
We just need a distribution center here.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I think you need a distribution center, and like whatever Dakota it is, it doesn't have tax. Because once they put it up somewhere...
I'm not going to get groceries from North Dakota.
Oh, for groceries.
Yeah.
Yeah. I meant for...
Man, I'd have packages every day, pretty much.
For groceries?
Yeah, that'd be awesome. You would, too. Maybe you're not on that board anymore.
I don't know.
You still go every day?
Is it a grocery store?
Yeah. Target?
Well, not as much. It's not that Owen doesn't drink as much milk. Really, that was the big thing.
Gotcha.
It's gotten better at going less, but I still stop a lot on the way home. But yeah, milk is a big one always. Milk and bread, of course. They go bad the fastest, though. You know? There you go through them. I mean, you can't you can freeze bread, but you can't freeze milk. I mean, you can freeze it, but you know.
Yeah.
It doesn't help to freeze it. It's kind of disgusting, actually. I hate frozen milk. Mike, it doesn't even make any sense. I know. Anyway. So, how do you feel about the YouTube comment situation?
I think people are retarded.
Because they're mad about it, or yes, just in general?
I think they're...
Did you see
the
Conan clip?
No.
It was super funny. Did you see a link to it?
No.
It's funny. I'll show you later.
So, YouTube changed their comments to now go through Google+. So, in order to comment, you need to have a Google+ profile, which isn't that far stretched because they've been slowly rolling it out to use a lot of Google services anyways. The problem, the community has just been, has done nothing but just backlash, just raging. It's unbelievable. So right now there's this little Frank the Tank guy going around.
Frank the Tank?
Yeah.
Is he streaking?
Have you seen it?
No.
Oh my gosh. It's posted on every single video.
I don't know, I bet you, the comments on videos.
I bet you I have flagged for spam in the last 3 days. I bet you well over 100 posts. Like just like.
Because they're just posting comments on random videos about Google Plus?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's like. And I understand people's frustration because
like,
system...
Do you have time to do that? Not you, them, like...
Right. Well, it's like... And the system... Like, the system is flawed. So the problem is you can insert hyperlinks. You can... It's unlimited text now.
Only if you have Google Plus, though?
Right. So you could post
books. Because you're not anonymous.
And it's just like...
You can make a fake Google Plus.
Yeah. And there's plenty of people that have. But
like
it's like...
Frank the Tank?
It's a good system... If, like, to use it how it's meant to be used. And people don't like it. And so, like, one of the flaws is right now, or the old way YouTube was the more likes that your comment had, those would show up. The top two would show up at the top of the video.
Top rated comments.
Well, now it's the comments with most replies to them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so, and everybody's just in a tizzy about it. So it's like, you know what? Like, I understand their frustration. But work, like, give positive feedback. Quit being assholes about it. And it just bugs me to no end. It's like, one guy's like, one comment I'd seen was, oh, thanks for selling out, YouTube. And I finally replied.
Selling out to who? Yourself?
I'm like, wait. I said, sell out? What? Who's selling out? I'm like, you do realize Google owns YouTube. Like, I just don't think people think. It's like, newsflash, you guys are using a free service. Like, they can do whatever they want. If you want to go to Vimeo, guess what? You're not going to get nearly as much views. You're not going to get paid for it. You're not going to get anything.
But it's for the artists.
Cool. Go there. But there's
I like
not...
Vimeo.
I like Vimeo as well.
There's
like, they have high quality. They have high quality videos.
Yeah.
Really, like, really good footage. But it's not...
not nearly the level.
Yeah, and if you have a video that goes viral, you're not getting paid from Vimeo at all.
Right.
YouTube, you get paid on views, and you can insert ads, and it just bugs me. So, I don't know. It is flawed.
Can you not comment at all without Google Plus now?
You can, like, I've got, so I had a YouTube channel myself that wasn't connected to my Google Plus profile. And Google asked me if I wanted to link them, and I said no. And so I've got, so when I go to watch videos, like, I'll show you quick. So, like, up in my upper right-hand bar, I can switch, like, what profile I want to be under. So it's like, so I have the Crandall, which is my YouTube channel, but I can go to, like, Bleed Geeks or my GBT or my actual one. So I can post under an anonymous name still, you know, but I think people, the problem is people didn't read
when
what
they just
were doing.
Sure.
Exactly.
Hook it up.
And it's like, you guys are the idiots that did that to yourself.
Hook it up.
So it's like,
hook it up.
Freaking listen to our podcast and we'll freaking tell you how to do it.
Hook it up.
Everyone's all about click, 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 click. And then like, oh shit, what did I do?
I don't want everybody to see what I'm watching. That's what I was worried about.
It's just frustrating.
You don't know what I'm watching.
Oh, because Owen's watching it.
Yeah. Well, no, just in general, I mean. Like,
but the only way they're going to see...
Maybe I have some guilty pleasures that I'm watching, you know?
That's cool. But the only people that you're going to be sharing it with are people that are subscribed to you.
Right.
Or friends with you. But you can change...
I'm not friends with anybody.
You can change that also. Like, you can...
I don't have friends.
It's true. You don't. But you know what? That's not your fault. It is kind of your fault, actually. Just kidding. Anyway, so...
YouTube, like, I just stay out of the comments on YouTube. Like, sometimes there's some legitimately funny ones, sure. But for the most part, I can't get down 3 comments without just getting, like, this is the stupidest thing I've ever read.
It's not Frank, it's Bob.
Oh.
Bob is building an army. This tank and Bob are against Google+. Copy and paste this over all over YouTube if you're with us. And it's just, flooding everywhere. So everybody just copies and pastes it. And then I just go report abuse, unwanted content or spam, and okay. It just...
Those jackal monkeys.
Yeah. It's just a waste of people's time. Like, just quit being idiots. Use it how it's supposed to be used.
I'll put up the Conan video on our Facebook page after the podcast.
All right.
It's about YouTube comments. Well, you'll see it. Just check it out.
And there's a lot of people that have, I mean, even like content creators who are against it as well. And I understand. Like
comments? Or the Google+ thing?
The Google+ thing. Like the comment system for YouTube videos. So people who just create nothing but YouTube videos as their job. And it's like...
The sauce boss.
Yes. He hasn't said anything yet that I've seen, I guess. But it's like one guy said, I'm turning off all comments until this is fixed. And
so their problem with it is the fact that it's not the top comments, it's the replied ones?
It's the replied ones, but when you find somebody who's posted like it's unlimited characters. So it only shows like the top 3 lines, and then
you have
click
to hit see more.
When you click expand comment, it just goes boom, and all of a sudden it's like
you can't see
5 minutes worth of scrolling, and it's like I mean I think they need to limit it to. I don't know how they do it since it's directly integrated with Google+, but somehow they need to limit the content that gets posted in there, but.
Put 140 character limit.
Right, but then how does that translate over to Google+?
So, hypothetical question.
Go.
You're on your Google+ account. You're
yes.
Like, look at me, I'm Randy Orvis, watching some videos. Oh, I'm going to comment on this. Does your comment show up on your wall?
No, because I comment under my...
But if you did?
I haven't tried it.
But
do you want to try? Do you want to test it quick? Want to do a quick tester?
What do you want me to do?
Go to my Google+ page.
Oh, you're going to put a comment? You want me to see if I can see it?
Yeah.
Okay. plus Michael. Yeah, because I wondered, I don't understand why they couldn't just limit it otherwise, unless that's the whole point, is they want it to show up on walls.
Oh, no, there's an option, actually.
Did it ask you right away?
No, I forgot. There's a checkbox on the bottom left, also share on Google+.
Oh.
So, but by default, it's checked. So I'm assuming... So let's see. so it's posted.
Why is your internet so slow right now?
Oh, because that computer over there is patching.
Oh.
Downloading, I think, like a gig worth of patches from Microsoft right now.
I was like, why is this seems to be crawling, but that makes more sense.
Yeah, that's my bad.
Shared privately. That's a car. This is my dad's new ride.
Yeah, that's, well, it's not new. They lowered it. Looks pretty sweet, huh? Well, okay.
We'll come back to that.
Yeah, it's still posting. Damn. Good thing we're not streaming live, huh?
We'd be killing right now.
Yeah.
Oh, they kicked a field goal. Good job, Colts. You're down by 11. You got down to the 40-yard line, and you couldn't do it. Anyway, so, yeah, people are mad about YouTube comments. Martin. 20. So you're not mad about the situation? You're mad at other people being dumb, or you still think it needs help?
No, it definitely...
Post-creative,
like I said,
feedback.
Yes, that's just it. Like, people feel like they're entitled to just flip out. Like, and it's like, no matter what, like, change is difficult. But you can't, when it's not your product, like, it's the first version, you know? I mean, there's so many layers to it, I guess, that make me sort of question it. All right, so it posted finally.
10 minutes later.
I know, right?
3 hours later. Cullen Murphy. I'm trying to refresh your page right now.
So, okay. So, there's multiple things. So, I think I would like to know if Google had beta testers for this, because I feel like...
It was something that should have been caught?
Like, it's something that should have been caught, but at the same time, I think it would
be
a difficult...
Beta testers aren't trolls?
That's just it. Like, I don't think that's something that you think about, you know? That people are going to use the product as it's designed, you know?
But that's not how the internet works. And you got to see, how big of a jackass could I be with this?
Right. And it's like...
And how can we shut down that jackass?
And so people are pissed off right now that it's like, they're forcing Google Plus upon us. But it's like, in the end, Google Plus is going to make your lives easier because you're going to have one account that spreads across all of Google's applications. You're not going to have a login for YouTube, a login for Google Docs, a login for your email. You know, it's like they're trying to compress it all.
Narrow their focus.
Thank you. That's better than where I was going. So.
I still don't see anything on here.
Oh, well, there you go. I don't know where it went.
I mean, I looked at it. It even has a section where it says YouTube, and I go to YouTube, and it says Randy hasn't uploaded public videos to YouTube. View Randy's YouTube channel.
It's on mine. When I go to my Plus, it says shared publicly. Randy Orvis commented on a video on YouTube. That's on my profile. Just go to my profile?
That's it. Isn't this your profile?
Like, just click on, not on my picture. Click on my name.
That's not where I am.
I don't know.
That's where I am. Posts.
They're trying to get me to do a vanity name now.
Are they?
Yeah.
Hook that shit up.
But they want it to be Randy.Orvis.
Tell them to F off.
Yeah.
That's they only give you one option?
Yeah.
Oh, that's stupid.
No, it is.
Be like, you don't know about my vanity.
It's not vanity if you're picking it for me.
We'll come back to that.
So it definitely shows up on Google Plus.
Somewhere.
No, it does.
In the ether. Well then, how about that?
How about them apples?
Yeah.
So I apologize. I kind of ranted there.
No, it's good. It's good for it. Feels good. The iPad mini with Retina display launched. Yes, Tuesday or yesterday, the 12th, whatever day that was.
Are people freaking out?
No.
Oh my God.
They did a soft launch. They didn't really say anything about it coming. They just...
Oh, really?
Put it up one night. They said by the end of November. That's all they said. And then there was like a little rumor swirling that it was going to go on sale, like a internal memo that said the 12th or something, you know? And then the store went down the night of the 11th, and then bam, there it was.
Fair enough.
They said that they expect Apple to do more soft launches with the iPad like that in the future.
Well, it only makes sense.
Well, it helps feed the, not feed the frenzy and.
Yep. Then they don't have to have. I mean, because they've kind of built their iPad legacy, and we've talked about it before. What are people supposed to be excited about? So maybe it's a way for them to save money.
I am not entertained.
as if they need to save money.
Is this not why you are here?
It's true.
There's some other Apple rumor of a curved glass phone, supposedly. I don't know about that. And then also, supposedly, there's a rumor that they pushed their TV back a little bit. One rumor I saw said it was because of content deals not going through. And one rumor I said because they're working on the iWatch instead.
Swatch?
Yeah.
Swatch.
Facebook Messenger updated on iOS. And they added, you can put a phone number in and message a phone number. You don't have to have a Facebook account.
Yeah, I just updated my app on my Nexus 7. I'm like, piss off. Facebook ain't getting my phone number.
They have mine. I don't care.
Mm. I care.
You worried about people calling you?
Mm-hmm. I don't know what Facebook does with that data. And I don't want... That's the one thing that I don't want them having.
Just read your terms of agreements.
Yeah, I'm not going to sift through like 30,000 pages. Randy is not 30,000 pages.
It could be.
It's probably pretty damn
close. Twitter now allows you to make lists based on...
Bake a cake?
Bake the cake. You could make a list based on baking cakes. So you can do it on hashtags or keywords.
Nice.
Or content.
Nice.
This is something that was already built into TweetDeck, but now they are bringing it out. I'm actually like two-thirds of the way through the Twitter book that I got.
Yeah?
It's pretty interesting. Definitely a lot of craziness that I did not know happened at the beginning of Twitter. The book is Hatching Twitter. I don't know if you ever saw it rolling around. It just came out last week. How's their IPO doing? What are they at for price these days? You should check for me. Hulu is supposedly in talks with cable companies as possibly coming bundled with cable. Like, so you go to hook up your Comcast, you have Hulu Plus for free. Which doesn't really, it makes some sense for Hulu, but then like Comcast has Xfinity and they have like their on-demand stuff, so I feel like it would almost be a direct competitor to that. Don't you think? Maybe? It's hard to say what it is.
Yeah. Google.com/+RandyOrvis is what I can do. What bastards? I want Crandall.
Tell him that. Well, I'm going to want Mike037, but you think that's going to happen? It'll be Mike...
0000.
Earl.
Yeah, that's weird.
Stupid.
4469 is what they closed at today.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
There's a couple other apps that updated on Facebook, or on... Oh, the Gmail app just updated... today on iOS. Some good features. Google's been updating a lot of their stuff on iOS lately. Good job, them. Google Glass is now selling an $85 accessory so you could get music through the Google Play Store and whatnot.
Sweet.
So you can have your $1,500 glass and eat it too.
Seems legit.
The Moto G launched yesterday or the day before. Pretty much the same as the Moto X. It's missing a few things, but apparently it's only like $179 off contract.
Yeah.
That's pretty ridiculous.
And it's a decently powerful phone.
Yeah, they said for the price, like, it's well worth it. It's obviously, it doesn't live up quite to the Moto X, but
right.
For the
but
money.
But what do you, for $180,
cheap.
That's off contract price. Go buy a new phone for $180. Not many places you can do that.
Yeah, I mean, look
for a good phone.
Even like your base Android phones and stuff, and the iPhone is $200 with contract for the low models. So, The Onion is no longer going to be in print. They're finally killing off their last three or four cities that they're actually still printing in. Does that make you sad? Or did you not read The Onion? I'm on Reddit all the time, Mike. What do I need The Onion for?
Yeah, no.
Because they're humorous.
Yeah, I don't...
Well, if it was that funny, it'd be on Reddit.
There's... I would say almost every day an article from Onion shows up on Reddit. So,
really?
Inadvertently, yeah.
The last bit of news that I had... Well, do you have anything you want to do before we talk about the last thing I have?
Go for it.
PlayStation 4. It's happening. Tonight.
It's true.
Not for either of us. But for those frantic fans around the world. Not around the world. It's not every country. I don't know. I watched a lot of coverage on it yesterday. Polygon did a 12-hour PS4 stream. Where part of it they talked about it, part of it they played games from it. Killzone looks... It looks beautiful, but the game looks pretty dumb. A lot of the games looked really good, but... You know, they're all going to look good. It's the next gen, right?
It's true.
The graphics are out of control. The controller is getting amazing reviews.
Yes. Did you see the Jimmy Fallon YouTube link? It was Ice-T, a guy from PS4. Playing that game? Yeah.
I saw the link, but I didn't watch the video.
It was pretty funny.
You should watch it.
I usually do. I am subscribed to Jimmy Fallon's YouTube channel.
Awesome. Because
he's got some good shit. But, I mean, they seem to have a decent lot. The reviews I read have say that, you know, it makes sense. They went and they basically went down the list of the things where the PS3 failed and they fixed them. But they are still just, like, being a gaming system, not necessarily the media hub that obviously Xbox is doing. But the problem is they don't have the exclusive titles to push it as far. Like, the exclusive title, Like, you think next gen, what's the first game that comes to your mind? Like, when you think of the next gen games that you've seen?
Portal.
Really?
Halo.
Like the one from E3. What's the biggest game that stuck out to you from E3?
Oh, Battlefield, probably.
Battlefield?
Yeah. Well, for existing games or coming out games?
Like, coming out games.
I would say Titanfall.
Titanfall, right. That's what I was looking for.
Gotcha.
But you know what? Guess what?
What?
It's only on Xbox One.
Booyah!
Like, you know, like, I think of all the games, like, that you think of. Like, I mean, Titanfall, I think, made the biggest splash. But, like, even the other ones I think of, like, that Rise of Rise, the Rome game.
Yep.
Like, that looked pretty sweet. Guess what? Sweet. Xbox One.
Killer Instinct.
Xbox.
Boom.
Like, that's the problem. Like, Sony, they're at the right price point. They fix their issues. It's funny because they actually have the opposite problem of Nintendo, right?
It's true.
Nintendo's problem is they have all these excellent games, but the system sucks. And PlayStation's like, look at this awesome system we made at this awesome price point, but we only have regular titles or not even good titles, you know? You know, it's like $10,000 for a dev kit for a PS4. Does that seem crazy?
That's pretty unreal.
I mean, sure, it doesn't matter to people like EA, but, you know, what about the little guys? Right?
It's true.
So, what are you doing over there?
Checking stuff.
Tweeting?
Yep.
But anyway, the PlayStation 4 is coming out tonight, tomorrow. We're officially in the next gen. Mike, the Wii U came out this spring, last fall. Well, that's true as well. At least the Colts got the ball to start the half. That's all I got. Have anything you want to say about the PlayStation 4? Go Sony.
I was going to...
Are you
going
to get one?
No. I'd thought about waiting in line for one, but it seems like the market is quite flooded with them, so I didn't.
Flooded.
It's true.
Well,
I wanted to try making money. That's all.
Not to play the games.
Yep. I'm not interested in a PS4.
Because they don't have any good games.
That's well, and they even said that. Like, you're buying a console that is built for greatness. But
it's not great.
Correct.
Anyways,
that's what I got.
As always, we appreciate you listening to our ramblings.
It's true.
If you want to find out what we're up to, you can always follow us on our multiple social media networks, such as Twitter, Facebook and Tumblr. And if you're on any of those, I'm pretty sure you can figure out how to get to us. Or if you want to email us, you may email us at fans@bleedgeek.com or give us a call at
406-794-3357.
Or you could always follow us individually on Twitter or Instagram. I am at Mike037.
I am at the Crandall.
Double L.
With two of them bad boys.
Double L.
It's a true story.
Jor-El. Kal-El. Anyways.
With that, thank you for listening.
I'm Mike Earl.
I'm Randy Orvis. Have a good night.
Have a good night.